Test 75, Section 3, Question 19. Here we have an assumption question. And it says, recent studies show the immune system blood cells of participants who drank tea but no coffee took half as long to respond to germs as the consumptions who drank coffee but no tea. So basically, tea consumers, their immune system blood cells were a lot faster to respond. Thus, drinking tea boosted the participants' immune system defenses, so tea must boost it. Now, anytime you're comparing two things, there's two options. One is that one of them does better, and the other option is the other does worse. So an alternative possibility is that coffee reduces the immune system or slows it down. So what is an assumption? All the participants in the study drank either tea or coffee, and none drank both. Well, it doesn't really matter whether all of them did. This is just making a claim about those who drank tea but no coffee and those who drank coffee but no tea. There could have been overlapping people. We just don't know anything about them. Coffee has no health benefits that are as valuable as the boost. We don't have to assume anything about other health benefits. In the study, drinking coffee did not cause the blood cells response to double, time to double. Yes, we have to assume that, because if it did, it's not that tea boosts it, it's just that coffee reduces it. So C is kind of what we said. I would take it and go, because if you make it false, in the study, drinking coffee did cause the blood cell response time to double. If that's the case, tea didn't have any positive effect. It just didn't have the negative effect of coffee. Then D, coffee drinkers in general are no more likely to exercise and eat healthily than are the tea drinkers. If this had been the other way around, it would have been better because we would look at something, you know, the exercising and eating healthy should be a positive thing. And so if coffee drinkers are not more likely than that, if it had said they're less likely, it could have, been a little better. And then coffee and tea do not have any in common any chemicals that fight disease. No, we don't have to assume that. Now, D is the one that sometimes will trip people up, but we don't have to assume that they're no more likely to eat healthily and exercise. It also is a bit of a stretch. And so definitely in this case, C is going to be our correct response.